So Lisa, what is that about the deacon card that you were just talking
about? You're pulling the deacon card so you get to proclaim all the gospels for this Advent program.
It seems appropriate.
I agree.
But you'll get all of the, you're
the
pulling
readings.
The layperson card, and you get all of the first readings and half of the responsorial psalms.
Yes, okay.
And on Sundays
enough.
You get both the first and the second reading, and I get the responsorial psalm and the gospel.
Yes, okay.
So I think it's going to work
Stephen.
Out okay.
Yeah.
I think
okay.
so. So would you like to
oh, sure.
recall
Begin?
That?
Oh.
That recall with that statement of
I put the deacon card back into the deck.
Okay, thank you. I'll put my layperson card back in the deck as well. So we are on the day two of Advent, right? Which is
yes.
Monday of the first week of Advent.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, I'm Deacon Dave.
I'm layperson Lisa.
That was your reminder,
welcome
right?
to the
Deacon Dave and layperson Lisa's show.
I don't know if we did that last time.
I don't either, but welcome back.
We're so excited to begin Advent. I think we forgot.
Yes, and we're so excited to hopefully get home at before midnight tonight.
That's the goal.
If we're lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are on to a reading from Isaiah,
yes.
Lisa. So go ahead, the prophet Isaiah.
Yes, on that day, the branch of the Lord will be luster and glory, and the fruit of the earth will be honor and splendor for the survivors of Israel. He who remains in Zion and he who is left in Jerusalem will be called holy. Everyone marked down for life in Jerusalem. When the Lord washes away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purges Jerusalem's blood from her mist with a blast of searing judgment, then will the Lord create over the whole site of Mount Zion and over her place of assembly a smoking cloud by day and a light of flaming fire by night. For over all the Lord's glory will be shelter and protection, shade from the parching heat of the day, refuge and cover from storm and rain.
So the responsorial psalm, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord, in it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Because of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. Come and save us, Lord our God. Let your face shine upon us, that we may be saved. Alleluia, alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, suffering dreadfully. He said to him, I will come and cure him. The centurion said in reply, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west, and will recline with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
So, Lisa, you did get to read the Gospel acclamation.
I did, yeah.
So there's some equity in there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, thanks.
So what are you thinking?
Well, in the first reading, what struck out to me was
struck out or stuck out?
Either.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to strike out.
Oh, okay.
So stuck out. Right.
Was that he basically will be called holy. So we're actually like the holy ones of the Lord based on our baptism, which is something we're learning in encounter. And I think that's pretty cool. Like that has to do with our identity, you know?
It does.
Yeah.
And I think, how often do we not live out a life realizing that we are created to be holy?
Right.
So if I were to ask you, what does holy mean? How would you define that?
Pious.
Oh, pious. Okay. Or maybe set apart.
Oh, set apart.
Special.
Okay.
specific purpose.
Yeah, okay.
You know, all of these things.
Like a saint?
Right.
Like striving to be a saint?
Yes, like when we grow in holiness, right, that's called piety.
Yeah.
Which is pious, which is what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's this, to be holy is to, like, and how do we grow in holiness? Through
prayer, sacraments.
Adoration. Those sort of things.
Reading the word.
Yeah, sacramentals, like we talked about a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
All of these are ways that we can grow in
basically
holiness.
Spending time with God.
Well, what a shocker. So if we spend time with God, we're going to grow in holiness.
Yes.
What a concept, Lisa.
Yeah, I know it.
That's amazing. So what
else
jumped out at you?
That's why it's important to dedicate time, and maybe this Advent is a good time to start that.
It is.
If you've maybe fallen out of the... out of that, I don't want to call it a routine because it should be a part of us, not a routine. But sometimes
right.
we fall out of that routine. We feel like we get too busy. Maybe we're with a time change. It's dark in the morning, so we want to sleep a little extra. So this is Advent's a good time to get back into that.
And this is actually, if you think about it, it's a time that's even busier.
Yes.
But it should be a time where we are slowing down.
Yes.
The Christmas season is not until Christmas.
Right.
Right, so
right.
This Advent is a season of preparing for the Lord.
And I think we have to remember what Christmas is really about the birth of Christ, not having to...
go buy stuff?
Buy stuff, be the person with the most lights on your house. And
I do like a lot of gifts, though. You're still going to buy me some, right?
Yeah, I'll figure something
That's
out.
That's good. I mean, you want to keep your podcast co-host happy.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what I'm getting you.
Yes.
So the other thing that jumped out at me in the gospel, and we hear this every time we go to Mass, Lord, I'm not worthy to have you enter under my roof.
Yes.
Only say the word and my servant will be healed.
Yes.
So this is beautiful. We say this before, right before we receive the Eucharist.
Yes.
And so it's this, but then some people we always say that we're not worthy. Well, but Jesus Christ makes us worthy.
Yes.
Right? He has given us access to the Father.
Yes.
And I think we shouldn't focus on our unworthiness, but we should focus on the man, the God, Jesus, mm-hmm. who has made us worthy.
Yes.
Right? And so he wants us to live that life of worthiness, mm-hmm. of holiness that you suggested, right?
Yes.
And this is a perfect time to slow down and really work on that.
Right.
What other thoughts do you have, Lisa?
Well, my other thought was about the centurion and how he asked Jesus to heal his servant.
Right.
And I remember reading in one of our books for Encounter that Jesus didn't have to be, the servant did not have to be present to Jesus, like in his immediate area.
Right.
But he was, so we, you know, we can pray for healing for people, but not necessarily need to be physically present to them.
Or we can be the instruments by which God makes this healing possible, right?
Yes, yes,
by
yes.
being the person that prays for them and asks God to heal them.
Yes.
So, right. I mean, Jesus doesn't walk the earth anymore, but we do.
Right. But what I'm trying to say is that, people who are praying for others for healing don't necessarily need to be right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, maybe there's some people in your life that you should be praying for.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And our prayers matter, no matter where that person's at.
Right.
God, the power of prayer, I think, can be made manifest. You know, when the people of God lift up their prayers to him.
Right.
Right? And that's what we do in the Mass, too.
Yes. Yes.
We always offer all of our intentions in the prayers of the faithful, right?
Right.
And for the church, for community leaders, for whatever community we are locally, mm-hmm. for the sick, mm-hmm. and for those who have died.
Yes.
All of those things are there.
Yes.
All right. Any other thoughts, Lisa?
Oh, no. That's all I had.
I'm Deacon Dave.
Lay person, Lisa.
See you next time.
Bye.